These soldiers are part of Liberia's new army, which numbers only a couple of thousand. After the war, which ended in 2003, the UN helped demobilize former fighters while the new government, with United States help, began recruiting. New trainees must meet much higher eligibility requirements.
In the military, the boss is the battlefield operating system.
Private American companies are training the Liberian soldiers. The military contractors were hired and paid for by the U.S. government. These soldiers are being drilled on battlefield tactics.
Representing all 15 of Liberia's counties.
Lieutenant Colonel Chris Wyatt of the U.S. Army is in charge of the training. He says there have been concerns about the use of private contractors.
The question isn't whether they're private or public. The question is whether they're competent in doing the proper job. This is not the government's army. It's not the American army. It is the people of Liberia's army.
The UN mission also established training for the National Police Force, which is expected to take on many of the peacekeepers' roles. Unlike UN troops, police are not allowed to carry guns. Skirmishes and crime are frequent in Liberia, and it has been difficult for the police to gain respect. However, United Nations spokesman Ben Mailer says the UN drawdown needs to happen.
And it comes a time where people need to face the reality that you cannot have international presence, military-wise, the UN mission presence, forever. The nervousness is understandable.
This Ministry of Defense office was a command center during the war, where one official says Liberia attempted to destabilize the region. Liberia's post-war defense minister, Brownie Samakai, says this will never happen again.
Not one inch of Liberia territory will be used to destabilize our neighbors. That is a cardinal principle of our security along our border, so that none of our neighbors will have any concern that any inch of our territory will be used to destabilize our country.
Newly trained soldiers say this military will not be abusive like security forces under warlord and President Charles Taylor. An officer under Taylor, Ayango Kole, says he agrees with the requirement that new soldiers have a clean human rights record.
Because we don't want anybody here that people are going to be spotting out there and say this guy did that during the war, and he did this, that, that. So it's all wine in your bottle. No, we don't want that again.
Army restructuring began a little over 2 years ago. Trainers say they do not know when the new army will be activated. Rebuilding a military, they say, must be a careful process in a country scarred by past abuses. Carrie Barber for VOA News, Monrovia.